don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do.
Join the Notorious VIC live on Tuesday, November the 26th at Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. He'll be joined by Jabal Sheard, Buster Screen, and Chomps. Discount Drug Mart is located at 5270 Center Road, Brunswick Hills, Ohio, 44212. Again, that is next Tuesday. Vic will be there live at Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills.
That's going to be fun, and look forward to interacting with fans. And I'll tell you, there's nothing really like Browns fans, and want to encourage all of you, if you haven't done this already, to join more than 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to learn more. And a great friend of our show is in a regular right here, our good friend and colleague, Gerard Cherry. Hi, bud.
What's up, Notorious?
What's we're going to get you to call your shot momentarily, but first we want to talk about this discussion, a lot of discussion about weather. And I thought to the question that we were asked about who it's going to affect more, maybe at the quarterback position, would you say that Campbell, just because of the soreness of the ribs? Because you mentioned that, again, with players, it's all about feeling those aches and pains under these circumstances.
Yeah, with Jason nursing some rib injuries, the cold is not going to help that by any stretch of the imagination. So you say it may make him more sensitive, and I felt last week that was one of the reasons why he was not as active moving out of pocket and picking up first downs with his legs. So if anything, that may exacerbate the problem, even though he's primarily 3 weeks away from initially injuring himself in the ribs. But at the same time, Vic and Nathan, it's one of those things, man, where you just have to, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, get a shot in that thing and call it a day and do what you can do and not worry about it. Because if you go out there being hesitant, and I think you saw that last week, it's going to be a problem. So if that is the case and Jason can overcome the hesitancy, Pittsburgh has a stark advantage over the Browns in regards to quarterback play.
Yeah, and that's what we said. We admitted that. We acknowledged that. But if the Browns are going to win this game, knowing that, how do you see the Browns getting, what is their path to victory in this game?
Really, the path to victory is dominate on defense, playing a field position game with Pittsburgh, and saying, you know what, we can establish the run game and then hit you every now and then with some big plays because Pittsburgh is susceptible to that. So Josh Gordon can do what Calvin Johnson did. Now, I'm not putting him in the same light as Calvin Johnson, but he has big playability. When you look at the game against Detroit, what you see is, how do you leave Calvin Johnson uncovered? How do you make that mistake?
Right.
So you hope that they continue that lack of thought and doing the same thing with the Browns. But again, I'm going to go back to the key to the Browns is going to be complementary football. And if we talk particularly on offense, I need Josh. I don't need just Josh, and I don't need just Jordan, but I need Obanaiah. I need Bess. I need Little to make sure that their names are called more often than not. And if you get that, you stand a great chance against this Pittsburgh Steelers team because they're a Jekyll and Hyde team. Now, they've been playing good football late, but some days they don't decide to play. And you may wonder if this will be the case because when you hear Mr. Rooney say, well, you know,
it's not even the rivalry.
It's not even a rivalry. If that starts from the top, I'm figuring it's going to work its way down to the players as well, that they don't even take this game in that light anymore, but we obviously do. So that says something right there. And it's been known before that Pittsburgh has come into town and said, you know what, we really don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, you know, I like that you brought that up. I think attitude should play a huge part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
The realization, you broke it down, the Devon Besses, Greg Littles, the guys that are needed to step up regardless of whether the so-called main cogs do step up and you get the complimentary thing you're talking about. I think it's the understanding that they have to. It's the understanding of what this game means, not just in terms of the rivalry. That is, you hope that can permeate. But even bigger than that, is that at 4-6, you're still in this thing. You still have something to say about the postseason and the wild card hunt because the AFC is pretty bad. I mean, it's just the nature of what the AFC is. There's room to do this. These doors haven't been closed yet. The Steelers are going to come in with that mentality,
right,
too. So the Browns got to match that, Gerard.
Yeah, match it. And we say this, and every time I say it, it seems like they don't do it. So I'm almost scared to say it, Vic and Nathan. You not only have to match it, you have to surpass it. And last week, you start off with it, and then you let it dwindle and die out. And there's no excuse for that, because you're right. What's on the line here is still a possibility of having the playoffs come to your front door and you walk through it and be in a situation you have not been in for a very long time. But the question is, do these guys want it? It can't just be Joe Haden going out there playing to the level where he wants it. It can't just be DeQuell Jackson having Monday meetings telling you that you should want it. That has to be in your heart. That has to be your desire. And one of the things with this is, even if the Browns win or lose, you're going to find out who really wants it. You found out last week a lot of guys didn't want it. And if it's a repeat performance this week, I'm telling you guys made a little light of my whole idea about cutting some guys. But I'm not saying you have to cut them right now, but that will be a serious consideration, because this is where it counts. This is where it means something. If you're not going to step up under these situations, under this auspice, what makes you think you're going to step up down the road a year from now?
GM Gerard
with a quick drop in the hammer, the quick axe. Gerard, in your playing days, what were the biggest rivalry games that you played in, and how are they different as a player than, you know, a normal week out there?
Oh, I was privileged to play against in that Patriots-Colts rivalry, and that was just some fantastic football, and just being in that environment. And it, if anything, Nathan and Vic, it should take your intensity level to another level, because outside of the playoffs and the opening game of the season, it's your rivalry game that's going to get you to that emotional level where you should, or trying to get into the playoffs, where it's going to get you to that place where you felt prior to going to a Super Bowl or born prior to the opening day of just excited, hype, something to prove. And having the idea of beating Peyton Manning and going into their building and proving that we are the better football team and just securing that legacy, man, it was just something special about it. And it got you. If it didn't get your A game out of you, if it didn't have you to want to rise to occasion, you got to check your pulse to see if you're even alive. So that's probably why I get so upset about the situation, because I saw Cincinnati last week as that situation. I saw and I see this week as the same thing. You have an opportunity to take yourselves to a place you haven't been before. How do you not get excited about that? It is hard to get into the playoffs. There are some guys who play their entire career and don't even sniff it.
Yeah, no, you're right. It has to feel like something that you want to squeeze and hold on to, the opportunity. I mean, the opportunity to get there. And I think, again, we recognize that. I know there are guys in this locker room who recognize that. I don't want to suggest that you've got a locker room full of guys who have no clue about that. But I think your point is fair, Gerard, that some players recognize it more than others. And it just has to become contagious. And it doesn't all happen from the coaching level. The coach can do his part to remind and send those messages, but those messages have to be delivered from within the culture of the locker room. Players listen to other players on issues like that, I think even more so than coaches. Players have to reinforce messages, keep them constant, because the coach isn't walking in there, right, every day. He's not in the locker room. That's the player's domain,
right.
And that is where the players share the thoughts you're talking about. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, that's a very fair assessment. And you know what, too, Vic? When I think about the Browns situation, and as I observe this team, and I see games being lost that they should win, I look at it and I say to myself, why are you losing these games? But at the same time, just in fairness to those guys in that locker room, considering where they have from last year, where you stood no chance versus the Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers, to now you could actually be favored in games, you have come a long way. I just want more. I expect more out of you, and I'm hoping and praying that, hey, what I expect is minuscule to what they expect out of themselves. And when it feels and seems like they're not that way, that's when you get frustrated as a fan, as a follower and an analyst of this team.
Gerard, last week you called your shot, and after one quarter, it was looking pretty darn good, I'd have to say. This week, call your shot, Browns, Steelers.
Yeah, man, the Browns hurt my heart last week. That's obvious. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing pretty good football right now. So I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to say 13-10. Is my score.
Steelers or Browns?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I figured you might go there. And that's understandable. I think it is going to be that kind of game. A slog around. I was telling Nathan, too, in the break that I just think it's going to be one of those ones that gets really ugly, and if the weather adds to that ugliness for like a half, and then you're going to just look for that thing that opens it up, hopefully, from the Browns end. But I think real low scoring or no scoring through a good portion of it, and you're going to be sitting there saying, please give me something to wake us up here. It could be that kind of game.
That it could be. Hey, as long as you win at the end, though, I hope the Browns do win it. At the same time, you guys step up, man, and you got a week's time to see if that really registered from last week.
They got to prove it to Gerard now.
Yes, that's right.
I'm that's from
Missouri right
And they
now.
Do, and everybody wants to see them prove it this Sunday, First Energy Stadium. Show me. That's right. Gerard, always a pleasure. Enjoy the game. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday, and obviously with all the great stuff you'll do with the Notorious One this Sunday
right.
in preparation, post, pre, everything around the game between the Browns and the Steelers.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. I will see you soon.
All right, we'll be back wrapping things up here on ESPN 850 WKNR when we get some tweeted, some shot from the dog pound, the final segment on a Call Your Shot Friday, Steelers Week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Make-